Dundalk Community Theater is presenting Titanic by Peter Stone and Maury Yeston October 26th through November 4th. With me in the studio is the production's director, Tom Wyatt. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
This is a familiar story, and yet you've learned a lot while researching this production and the stories, of course, behind the Titanic and its sinking, haven't you?
I have indeed, particularly in reference to the movie that everyone seems so familiar with, which is based around a completely fictitious story. The musical goes out of its way to talk about many of the true stories that happened, many of which have not been known previously to anybody who's not a real aficionado of the disaster and of its history. And it's one of the lovely parts of the musical that so many people who actually lived and died, their stories are represented in more detail than you'd normally get.
What are some of those stories?
There are a number of them. A number of the officers, actually, that most people don't know much about. You learn a bit more about their lives and what they did prior to the iceberg hitting and the heroic or not so heroic actions afterward. Each of the classes is represented. The first class is represented by most of the millionaires of that era happened to be on that ship. Five very noteworthy ones, Benjamin Guggenheim, John Jacob Astor, Isidore Strauss, a number of very, very elite and wealthy people at the time, most of whom, the gentlemen, drowned, stayed on the ship honorably and drowned. The second class, more working class business people, we have a few of their stories, including a woman who gives up her noble background to marry a lesser man, so to speak, in class terms. And actually, they're on their way to America to get married on the ship. She survives. He does not. And the third class, many of the immigrants who left a very poor life in Europe, who really want to have a much better life. A lot of their stories are represented, particularly the Irish community in this show is represented.
What are some of the less honorable things that went on?
Well, there are many, many stories I think people know about the owner of the ship, Bruce Ismay. In various accounts, he dressed like a woman to get in a lifeboat. He pushed people aside or even threatened them with a gun. In our production, he does survive, but it's not quite as theatrical. It's a little more realistic how he survives. It's not quite as hyperdramatic.
Let's talk about the music for the show. What is it like in terms of Broadway? People have kind of a certain thing in mind when they hear about Broadway, especially music from the 90s.
They do indeed. I myself, when I first was on Broadway, I'd had a lot of friends who recommended it, and particularly for the music. And I kind of put off seeing it. I thought, well, it's Titanic. It's going to be sad. I don't know. And when I went, it was the thing I was most astounded by was the beauty of the music. Maury Yeston has written a musical much along the lines of Ragtime or Secret Garden, which is certainly not operatic, but has a grandeur and a scope musically that's beyond popular musical comedy. Some of it's still very fun. It's certainly not all ballads, but it's incredibly evocative and grand music, and this company sings it unbelievably beautifully.
You have a cast of 36, I believe?
I do. 33 adults and then three boys, yes, and they are doing a marvelous job in every way, but especially the music. Ross Rawlings is our musical director, and we are very, very fortunate to have him. He has done an extraordinary job with this company.
This is Titanic being presented by Dundalk Community Theater at CCBC Dundalk, running October 26th through November 4th. The phone number for more information is 443-840-2787. There's information online at www.ccbcmd.edu/performingarts. With me in the studio today, Tom Wyatt, who is directing Titanic at Dundalk Community Theater. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.